And we're in. We always, when you're at a conference, you're always looking at business cards, right? So here I am at World Light Partner Conference again, and I'm meeting with Eric and Jeffrey, and they pulled me over, and they wanted to show me this cool thing. Here's Eric.
Okay,
zoom back. It's too close. And there's Jeffrey. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell me where you're from, what you guys do.
Hi, I'm Eric van Hoof. I'm from CWO Mobility. We are from the Netherlands. And we are an ISV, and we build a mobile application for Dynamics CRM.
And Eric, what's your role at CWR?
I'm the CEO.
The CEO.
And co-founder together with Jeff.
Makes all the decisions.
I hope so.
The ones the developers let him make.
No.
Hi. Hey, Jeffrey.
I'm Jeffrey van der Wust. I'm the CTO.
Okay.
In other words, technical guy. And also co-founder of CWO.
And from a Channel 9 perspective, you're the guy who makes the real decisions.
I make the real development decision. I say
all
what
right.
goes in there.
Good.
And then he sells it.
So you said something that's near and dear to my heart. Eric, you mentioned the word mobility. That's something I love. And so this is the part that got me excited. I'm going to look at this from the top here. I think that's the easiest. So here we're getting this.
Shining.
Yeah. So we're looking at an HTC Touch device, and it's running CRM, which is pretty cool. Let me see if I think I'm out of focus here. Is that better?
Is it working?
There we go. Okay. So we're looking at CRM running on... Oh, you switched. Okay. That's even cooler. So here's CRM running on a mobile device. And obviously this is not the mobile CRM mobile that comes from Microsoft. This is something that you guys have developed, written entirely in compact framework. Actually, instead of me describing it, why don't you tell me about it? Can you show me a demo while we're doing that?
Yeah.
You can put it down.
Okay, yeah. Is that fine? Does it work?
I think so.
Okay. What we've done, we have taken the configuration options and all the base of CRM, we've tried to mobilize that. So the same thought, same metadata model, same configuration options with entities and attributes and all that stuff, we try to bring that to the Windows Mobile platform.
So CRM is very flexible, very configurable. So how did you do that?
Well, the power of CRM is the underlying metadata. The
right.
definition of what the data model is, the definition of the interaction between the relationships between the different entities, is all defined. It's not hard-coded, it's not programmed.
Right.
Also, all the screens and all the lists that you see are defined in metadata. So you don't have to program any of the screens. It's already done for you. The only thing you have to do...
Okay, let's have a look, because I think what, just looking at it will give us a better idea of
okay.
how that all works.
Everything you see on the device is defined. So we defined the menu structure, what options you see in the menu structure, and... When you just click on one of the entities, it will show you a list, in this case of accounts, of the available accounts in my PDA. And again, everything you see, the columns at the top, the fields that you see on this form is defined in metadata and is real-time generated as soon as you open one of those screens. Looking at a bit more at the forms... This is an account form of...
Can we look at the orders one? Because I thought that one was cool, or quotes.
Okay, no problem.
Some cool stuff.
The nice thing is, if I go in via... let's go to... Let's search for CWR. One second. I have to...
You're doing it upside down.
CWR. And search. That brings up us.
So you did a filter there. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I can filter on any field that is available within my entity.
Okay.
So I can filter on name, but I can also filter on telephone number, or I can filter on primary contact name.
Uh-huh.
So I can quickly find the information that is relevant that I need to know within my CRM system. And in this case, I'm looking at the account. I can see, obviously, I'm the primary contact at this company. I can see a telephone number and all other related information about this account by just scrolling down. If I want to look at my orders or quotes or other information about this account, I can just go into the menu and look at the related information. So in this case, I want to look at the related quotes and see if I have any activities going on with this customer. Of course, I do. I've got one test quote with this customer. and I can look at the details of that particular test quote. I can see the quote number, again, who the customer is, the price list associated to this customer. This is all standard CRM functionality. As you can see, it's multi-currency, so I can have either see the price in euros or in US dollars.
See, but I do see that it's euros. It's kind of grayed out there.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is a non-editable field, so that's why it is grayed out.
Right.
I can see my discount percentage for this particular quote. And, of course, if the customer likes this price, if the customer likes and accepts it, we've got a second tab where you can see the tax amount, the total amount of the total order calculated for me.
Right.
And if the customer likes the price, I can ask the customer for a signature on screen.
Interesting. So that's the part that caught my attention, because that's obviously not a standard, it's certainly not a standard CRM input. It's not even, go ahead.
This brings it the power of our application, really.
Yep. The first thing we did was we brought CRM to the mobile device. All the entities, all the customization options, all the fields that you can configure in CRM, we brought it to the mobile device. The second thing that we saw was Windows Mobile is very powerful. You can do so many things with the Windows Mobile device. Think about barcode scanning, think about printing, think about signature capturing, taking pictures of objects that you need to service, those kind of things. And we thought we need to bring that power of Windows Mobile back into CRM, because that makes the application really productive. So we designed a concept called custom controls and custom business work.
So custom controls sounds pretty interesting. It sounds like you're now talking about real development here, not just customization and so on.
Yeah.
Hey, we should probably talk to the technical guy, right?
Well,
hey, Jeffrey.
Hi. The mobile SDK, as we call it, is the real fun part of the mobile application. It allows developers to extend the mobile application beyond what is available out of the box. So here you have an example of a signature capturing, barcode scanning, whatever you can imagine and build on the .NET Compute framework, you can build in a mobile SDK.
So you're actually using .NET CF, and then
we use .NET CF 2.0. We have a mobile SDK, which is a set of help files, samples, guidance to build. And you build it using Visual Studio. So any developer that knows how to program on the .NET framework, .NET Compute framework, can use the SDK to build great extensions to the mobile application.
And that's stuff that you provide. You provide samples and SDK.
We have
and
an online help file. We have a wiki. My pride and joy.
Okay. Excellent. I like that.
So we create how-tos, samples. You can download samples, and it allows you to extend it.
So I mean, the signature capture is an obvious one, but there are some other scenarios that you can use this for. So
we have two parts. We have the custom controls, which are visible controls on a form, like the barcode scanning and the signature capturing. We also have custom business logic. We call them client-side callouts. So every CRM developer that knows about the concept of callouts, actions that trigger on events in CRM, we brought those offline.
So in regular CRM, the client side, you're using JavaScript.
Well, in when you use JavaScript in a regular CRM, you would use a custom control on the mobile device because that interacts with the form.
Right.
If you have a call out that does some calculations maybe, and you want to do those calculations offline, and the most obvious example is adding an order line to an order and then updating the headroom mount. Normally that's something that happens in CRM when you save it. But if you want to have that functionality offline, you can build a call out that triggers on an create event, post-create or pre-create. So that's the business logic. And it's not visible, it just triggers when you change something.
So pretty much anything you want to code, you can do it. So
pretty
it's business
much.
Logic. And then the visible ones, I mean, you showed me one earlier, taking a picture, for instance.
Taking a picture, adding a geolocation to a picture if you have GPS.
Right.
We created something for an insurance company.
Right.
No, it was a mortgage company. Take pictures of locations, GPS coordinates, navigation, TomTom, route navigation, but also invisible controls like validation controls.
Sure.
Normally in CRM you just validate mandatory fields.
Uh-huh.
But say you want to have a field mandatory based on the value of another field,
right,
you can create a validation control.
Right. So very, very flexible.
Absolutely.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
The power of the whole system, and the nice thing for developers of the whole system, is that you can now concentrate on the fun part. You can concentrate on those extras that you like to program.
Right.
Things like barcode scanning, or things like taking pictures with integrated GPS coordinates.
Right.
Those are nice things to program.
Right. Right.
The whole plumbing beneath it, by creating the tables and the fields and the synchronization and user authentication, those kind of things,
uh-huh,
are fully taken care of by the platform.
Okay.
So as a developer, or also as a business consultant, you only have to think about or concentrate on what is the real value that I need to create with this application, what is the real use for the end user, and you don't have to worry about everything under it anymore.
That's pretty slick. So in order to get, so you showed me a pretty cool demo, I'm sure there's lots of other things, but how do you get that onto the device? There's obviously a page that you go to.
Yeah. Well, so, deploying the application is really simple. You can just send out a hyperlink to a user.
And how would you do that?
Via email.
Email. So they get an email on the device.
They get an email on the device. They register the device, or they get an email, and they just click on the hyperlink, and they go to a mobile website.
Okay, hold on. Let's have a look here.
And actually, as you can see, this is a mobile website where you can download the client, but also where we distribute our updates. So when a new version of our software comes out, we just distribute the update of that particular file.
I get it. Okay. Help that, because we're getting some reflection here, but I think I get it.
Okay.
So this is just a website. This is your website. So any customer, they would always go to your website.
Well, they either go to our website, or when it's installed on premise, they keep it on their website, because
right,
they need to control their own implementation and their own deployment of the devices. Obviously.
So what happens when they download that?
When they download that, they go through a little wizard. And the wizard is going to, of course, ask them who they are, where they want to connect to, and one of the questions, of course, is do I want to store my database?
Right.
Because you can store the database either on the internal memory of the PDA or on the public flash card,
right,
if the database tends to be bigger than and after that, what the application, the only thing you install is a little framework.
Uh-huh.
Because all the definitions are coming from the CRM system. So it's all, as I already said, it's all metadata driven.
Uh-huh.
Both the database as well as your application are built up on the fly based on the definitions that you do in CRM.
Interesting. Okay.
So the only thing you install is a framework,
uh-huh,
and
so
you tell the framework how to connect to your CRM system in the background.
Okay.
And after that, it starts initializing and it starts building its own application, its own internal structure, basically.
So it pulls all that information directly from your servers.
From our servers, yeah.
Okay. So I guess the next step is, how do you get that information on your servers?
Okay.
So let's have a look.
The whole definition of the application is inside of CRM. So
hold on a second here. So you switch to a new tab.
Yeah.
And
I'm switching to Dynamics CRM Online, actually.
So this is your Dynamics CRM. It's Dynamics CRM Online.
Mm-hmm.
So this is running on Microsoft's hosted CRM in a Microsoft MSN data center somewhere in the cloud.
Actually, what you're seeing is two parts. One is the Dynamics CRM Online, which is hosted by Microsoft.
Right.
And inside of the Dynamics CRM Online application is our application.
So you have an iframe here, right?
An iframe. Yeah, you can call it an iframe. And the iframe is actually our application hosted by us, also on hosted servers in the US.
And so there's your license information.
Yeah, that's the expiry date of the license, the number of users that are currently registered for this particular server.
Right. So a customer would license that directly from you. They come to your website, provide a credit card.
Yeah, customers can go to online.cwrmobility.com,
right,
register, they will. We will automatically provision their CRM online system with the right hooks into
So it's a subscription model then?
For the CRM online model, it's a subscription. Actually, we provide it in the same way as Microsoft is providing it.
Uh-huh.
We've got the on-premise version where a customer can just buy our software, install it on their server,
right,
and run with it.
Okay.
The second model we have is partner-hosted. We've got partners all over the world who are actually already hosting our solutions in their data centers.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And this month we are coming out with CWR Mobile CRM for Dynamics Online.
Okay.
And that's a new service that we are providing that's being hosted by ourselves.
So we're almost out of time, but I wanted to see some of how you define the metadata and how you got all that information in.
Okay. One very important subject that we didn't touch yet was you can have an organization with different types of users.
Right.
And for each type of user, you basically want to deploy different functionality.
Think about the example I always use is you've got salespeople in an organization, but you obviously very often also have service people in the organization.
Uh-huh.
Salespeople want to see information around their customers. They want to see their customer list, the orders, the quotes.
It's a problem of being at the conference.
Somebody is telling us to hurry up.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we wait for this?
I guess. Let's just... Okay. Pretty exciting.
5 minutes. So we can set up the expo reception, which will begin at 5:30. We'll see you then.
This is live.
This is totally live, yeah. It's Channel 9. We're going to leave that in.
So we can really deploy the application based on the role of a particular user.
So you're defining roles and users. So you already have roles in CRM.
We have real role-based deployment in CRM for the mobile device.
But CRM already has roles. Now you're defining a different set of roles.
Yeah, the roles of CRM are security roles.
Right.
Based on the security role you have, you are seeing certain entities and you are not seeing certain entities.
Right.
We go a level deeper than that. We can even modify the forms based on a particular role.
Right.
So each user role can
have
completely
why would you need
roles.
That? So why would you need that?
Well, the example that I tried to say was, think about service and salespeople.
Right.
An account manager might want to see financial information
sure.
about a customer.
Sure, okay.
A service engineer is not interested in that.
Uh-huh.
He only wants to see the customer's name and the address where
uh-huh.
he has to go.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to see related information about previous service or previous install base at that particular customer.
So you're defining metadata based on these, what you're calling profiles, which is sort of a role within
it's
a mobile
like,
role.
Like little different implementations
right.
of your CRM
right.
system for a particular role within a mobile user.
Got it. Okay, so let's have a quick look. So you're defining here...
This is the menu definition, as we saw earlier in the mobile CRM system. We saw a definition of the menus, and this is where you can just define what a menu looks like and which options are available for this particular user. We've got translation up here. If you have different languages of your application, you can just select the language, and the menus automatically change based
right.
on that language.
So, of course, here we're on CRM Online, which is available only in North America right now.
Yeah, so that's why you only see one language.
English, but if this was on-premise or partner-hosted, this could show Dutch or
French
or
Spanish.
Got it.
Our application is currently available in 10 different languages,
right.
but we are taking the metadata from CRM, so every CRM system that is of every language that is available for CRM,
uh-huh.
we take the metadata to the mobile device, so
right.
every language we can implement.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you go back one level, something very cool that we've done is the way you configure your views and the way you configure your forms
uh-huh.
is identical to what you do in CRM.
Right.
So when I go into my form editor, there's, of course, all the entities. The entities for the different profiles. If I had different profiles, I would see different profiles and their entities. And if I just go into a particular entity,
so this is the profile we're talking about.
This is the demo profile.
So the demo profile, that might be, like, say, the sales. So you'd be defining
the sales. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And for the entity account, I can now modify that particular form.
So this looks pretty much like the CRM customization of forms.
Yeah. Our goal is that a user, that the application administrator doesn't have to learn new tools.
Right.
It should be as simple as CRM.
Now, you're not actually using the CRM tools to do this, though, right? You have to write this code.
We looked very carefully how you guys did it, and then we did it again.
So you borrowed, huh? Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Borrowed and improved.
What's that? Borrowed?
Borrowed and improved.
Possibly improved.
We actually have a language editor.
Oh, I see what you mean. Got it. Okay.
On the fly.
We can do some cool things. For instance, we can override or we can more restrict security within
okay.
CRM. So if you define a certain field as mandatory,
uh-huh.
we will take that over. But
sure.
if a field is not mandatory, we can make it mandatory in the mobile editor. So
the mobility piece of it has additional requirements that you probably wouldn't have on CRM,
exactly.
Web or Outlook. So we're actually almost out of time, but I did want to talk, maybe Jeffrey, can you tell us a little bit about the architecture around how you actually got this working in CRM Online? Because obviously it's a little bit different, and yeah, there's some restrictions in CRM Online.
Yeah, so you can't install anything in CRM Online.
Right.
You can only do customizations, right, at the sitemap.
Right.
So what we do, we support on-premise hosted and online.
Right.
So in the case of online, we host the application on our own server, hosted in the US.
Yep.
We only change the sitemap. So if you register on the site and we provision everything, then we update the sitemap of CRM Online of your organization and add a link to our configuration tool like you just saw here.
So let me see if I get this. So the experience would be I would come to the CWR, so it's CWR.com?
Well, the provisioning, the online site will be online.cwrmobility.com.
But my first experience as a developer in order to get to sign up would be to go to CWR.com.
Yeah.
And then sign up for an account.
Correct.
And then I give you my name, my organization, my credit card information.
And then we provision everything. So we connect to your CRM installation, updates the sitemap, link.
Got
so
it.
After that, when you sign into your own.
So I don't have to do any importing or anything like that.
No, no. The only thing you could import is some default profiles that we provide to get you started.
Okay. So you do it all automatically. So you've actually automated the part of actually getting that stuff going.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And so then that's when you add. So even though we're looking at this here, this is CRM Online. We have the standard sitemap. So the only thing you've changed really is adding this CWR mobile CRM, which then
connects to our.
So this is an iframe which is actually running offsite on the CWR site. Okay,
yes.
That's very cool. And so obviously this is totally in the cloud. There's nothing running on CRM Online, nothing running on your servers.
Correct.
It's all running in yours.
Correct.
That's very cool.
It's a real software plus services.
Okay, so if a developer wants to see this, where would they go?
The easiest thing is to go to www.cwrmobility.com.
CWRmobility.com, right.
CWRmobility.com.
Got it.
You can sign up for a free trial license. During the sign-up for a free trial license, he can choose which model he wants to try it on,
So
either on-premise, so he can test it on his own servers.
Right.
He can sign up for a partner-hosted environment where we can help him find a partner where it is hosted.
Right.
Or he can sign up for CRM Online.
Great.
And we can get him a trial account for 30 days.
Well.
And after that, it's a solution.
Perfect. Well, thanks very much, Eric and Jeffrey.
Man.
Appreciate the effort, and I love the stuff that you guys have done.
Thank you very
much. Thanks again. Bye.